You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And another one of our favorites is 9021FA. 9021FA has that great FA soup that Sandy absolutely loves. You got to find, can you have that now?
I can have that.
Are you sure?
Without the faux ham. I can
Without the faux ham. So leave the faux ham out, okay? But 9021FA is right there in Westlake at 30990 Russell Ranch Road. Call them at 818-597-1902. And I want you to call them because one night when you're coming home on the 101 freeway, I want you to get off the freeway and have that for a takeout.
Very healthy, very clean,
beautiful.
Yum.
They do a roadside pickup, curbside pickup. Yeah, roadside.
Can you imagine being on the freeway and they
throw it at you? Yeah, on the freeway. They're throwing it to you. Grab it. Here comes the fa.
Like Hangover with those
Oh, yeah, with the tuxedos. Putting them on. Don't get me started on Hangover.
All
you know that's
right.
My
keep
favorite
going,
movie.
Keep going.
So 9021 fa, do check them out. Really, really good food, okay?
What was that?
Boy, we got it all in here today.
Bang a gong.
Bang a gong.
So we're excited. Today's Double Hungry Man segment. It is going to be an extended segment.
Double Hungry Man. Where do you come up with this?
Late at night, Tom.
The Double Hungry Man segment.
It's a Double Hungry Man segment brought to you by Everybody's Hungry, where we enjoy food and life by taking a bite and sharing a bite. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and everybodyshungry.org, where we spread passion about food and education about food. And we're always trying to raise awareness for food share. But today, in studio to help us share her passion for food, one of our favorites, Chef Cindy Liu. She is a favorite. She's here to educate us about Chinese New Year, a.k.a. the Lunar New Year, most importantly.
Lunar New Year, yeah.
And we're going to talk about some great food and traditions tied to the Lunar New Year.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
You guys, you might have to loosen up. I'm going to teach you how to say Chinese.
Oh, boy.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah. I haven't learned English yet, so this could be a challenge.
English was my second language,
okay.
So we're okay. We're okay.
All right.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Gong.
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 Shi.
Shi.
Gong. Shi.
Fa.
Fa.
Tai.
Tai.
Now say it faster. Gong.
Shi. Fai. Tai. Gong. Shi. Fai. Tai.
Gong. Shi. Fa. Tai.
Fa. Tai.
Fa. Tai.
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 Uh-huh, good enough. Gong Xi Fa Tai.
Gong Xi Fa Tai.
Very good. That means Happy New Year.
That was very
congratulations.
Good. Congratulations. Gong Xi Fa Tai.
I don't recognize that
one. It sounded right out of a B-style, old-school ninja movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But the funny thing is, did you see, he said it, and then his lips moved.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, it happens more
and
frequently.
And there's a Tyrannosaurus in the back.
But that happens more frequently than we'd like the listeners to know.
Anyway, you guys did a really good job. I'm here to talk about Chinese New Year tradition, and it is also known as Lunar New Year. The New Year is celebrated in a lot of different countries, not just China, Malaysia, Singapore, anywhere where there happens to be a large Chinese population. Sorry, folks, but we have 8,000 years of history, so that's probably why we sort of got the ownership of it.
What a bragger.
I know. I'm sorry. I have to be proud of my heritage.
That's awesome.
But also, it was also known as Spring Festival. So a lot of traditions, red and gold is lucky colors, and it's bringing in the new year. You want to sort of bring in the good luck. So a lot of fun and food. And the one thing that we loved growing up and that we looked forward to was lucky red envelopes.
Because they had money in them.
Yes. They have, I mean, not to feel greedy, but they did.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with
there's
that.
There's nothing wrong with that. And so we remember, you know, it's a Confucianist society or heritage, so there's a lot of respect for elders. And I remember my mom teaching me when you receive a lucky red envelope, you always receive it with two hands. And then a lot of times you might bow and say thank you. But I brought some examples here, and they're often like very festive and red and gold. And they even have some little kitty ones, so, you know, little shapes and stuff like that. And they often say some fun things on there, like always good luck, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, Cindy, not to interrupt, but I will.
But she did.
when I was working corporate America and we would work a lot with the Asian companies, you would have to receive a business card like that and make sure that you didn't cover the words, but also do a bow, and but receive it and just really look at it. And, you know, it was very respectful.
Yeah,
that's a big thing. I'm glad you brought that up because my mind was in the same place. In my previous life with a corporation, I went over to Hong Kong and to Macau for a business trip, and they prepped me before I left. Like, you know, there's certain things that you want to do not to create an offense, and that was a big one. You know, how to receive business cards and how to work your way around the table and communicate effectively was a big piece of it.
Right.
Yeah. Anyone know what year it is? Year of the
snake.
Year of the snake.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Year of the snake. And we're just coming out of Year of the Dragon, so Year of the Snake. And you might think that the characteristics of a snake in the American culture, it's not very positive. They slither. They do this.
They're not real nice.
I like snakes.
I like snakes
too. Yeah, I think they're cool.
But that, you know, the Year of the Snake is the individuals with who are born within this year are rational, logical, good problem solvers. They're usually beautiful. They're complex beings. They have sort of a sixth sense. So it all kind of makes sense.
They eat mice.
They eat mice.
I'm a dragon.
Are you?
I mean, no, I'm sorry. I'm a tiger.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Tigress. Put your claws back.
Tigress. Well, and Cindy, when we're talking about the Year of, there's typically 2 years that are associated with that character, right, or that animal. Isn't there typically like 50-year variants or like?
Oh, I think it. There are 12 signs in the Chinese astrology. So is that what you're talking about? Yeah. So they rotate every. So the next year the snake will be in another 12 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, but aside from that, there's a lot of food, as you can imagine. Usually this celebration is 14 days long. But for me, growing up in the States, I never understood it. It was kind of like the 12 days of Christmas. I'm like, where does it start and where does it end?
Yeah.
So for us, in our family, the day before New Year's Eve, or as we're getting there, we're doing a lot of sort of winter cleaning. And in our family, it's, you know, you're sweeping out the bad chi, the bad energy, the bad luck, getting it all organized and getting it nice and clean and fresh. So in the new year, new energy, new luck, good chi comes in, and then you party, and then you have a great time. And for us, the food is a lot of has a lot of symbolism to it. So, for example, we usually will have some noodles, and never ever cut your noodles if you're going to follow some Asian tradition, because they symbolize longevity.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. The other thing is we usually have, we'll have a whole fish, and some people don't like seeing the head to tail on the table, but for us, it's a symbol of good luck. Again, you're having a fish in its entirety, so it'll be whole and full, but also the word for fish in Chinese is yu, and so that has a sort of a double meaning, meaning a plenty. So a lot of times on, you'll say Happy New Year or Nian Nian Yo Yu, means every year you'll have more and more.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's always a play on words. And sometimes you go into Chinese restaurants, you'll wonder why it's called like sweet and succulent shrimp, you know, or pungent crab or something. Because when it's translated from Chinese, it often has a more poetic name to it.
Oh, how pretty. I never knew that.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
that's cool.
You know, when they translate in English, it sounds kind of funny.
But what you're saying is, and this is interesting to me, is that there's a lot of symbolism in the foods that you're eating.
Yeah.
I mean, there's history and symbolism with each thing you're doing there.
And play on words, a lot of play on words. Also, lion dancing, you'll see that that'll happen a lot in street celebrations, and it's very festive, and, you know, you'll have the loud music, and to me, sometimes it can sound like pots banging together, but you know, a lot of times they'll have that as a celebration, and they'll have, like, the person, maybe the mayor of the city or someone would hold, like, a lucky red envelope or writing on red silk and or cabbage, something to feed the lion or whatever. So that kind of stuff is really
And the
fun.
Lion is, it's the face of a lion, but then it has like the body that kind of travels with it.
Yeah, okay. So a really good lion dancer can have like a trail of maybe 20, 30 people.
Oh, wow.
But the person who does the head, it's really amazing, and it's heavy. It's like 50 pounds that they're lifting up and down and giving it character and stuff like that.
Interesting.
So there's more food that comes with it, of course. Hot pot is another tradition. Have you guys heard of hot pot?
No.
It's sort of started with the Mongolian tribes, and literally it's a pot in the middle of a hearth, and it's sort of a one pot meal that it's communal. So you'll take a lot of shaved meats or fish or veggies and put it in the pot, and it's really fun. Like you cook your own and you put in your own bowl, but it's all communal and fun and family oriented. So at my house, we would often do that because for the chef, it's very easy prep.
I was going to say, it sounds like a kitchen sink thing, right?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, and you have all the flavors are in the broth, and then you have your meats and your fishes and your sauces and your veggies all prepped up, and then you sit around, have several pots, and then people dip in and chat, and you lose your stuff. You're like, hey, I put a piece of fish in there.
Somebody else has it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me take yours.
Exactly.
Well, and Cindy, we're talking about the hot pot. We were talking about the noodles earlier, not to cut them. I've sat and had a meal with Tom, and I know there's a certain level of slurping. Can we talk about that as positive versus negative?
Okay, thank you for bringing that up. Thank you very much.
You know, that,
you do slurp. You're a slurper. I hate to say it, but you are. You're a slurper.
But culturally, Tom, I think hopefully I'm correct. Cindy's going to give you the benefit here and say that's a good thing, right?
That's exactly right, because I had talked to Cindy before, and she said, you don't slurp enough.
You can pay me later, Tom. It depends. Yeah, a lot of times it is a sign of hey, this is delicious, and they're slurping.
Thank you.
Yes.
Remember, Tom, you're not part of that culture.
Oh, I am now.
You're honorary. You're honorary,
Thank you. I'm
Tom.
An honorary slurper.
There you go. There you go. In our family, because we're ladies, my mom's like, no slurping at the table. But anyway, it is
Sandy
a sign.
Snorts.
Oh my gosh, you had to get me back on something. Keep going, Cindy.
Keep going. Other food to eat around Chinese New Year, pot stickers. Pot
Ooh,
stickers,
yum.
Yeah. I hope you can have them, Sandy, because there's, you know.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're
usually filled with pork and gluten on the outside, but
yeah,
you can't.
I'm gonna have
that.
To go with a 10 on that one.
Yeah, no, you can't do that one. No.
The reason you eat them again is the symbolism. They look like old Chinese ingots, the way they're wrapped and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
For the same reason, egg rolls. You eat egg rolls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what else. So tangerines. Oh, that's a good one. That was always a good symbol of luck and prosperity.
Oh.
And so it was important for my mom. She would, if you go to Ranch 99, like the ultra Asian market, you'll see people digging in the pile of tangerines, and there's tons of leaves. People are finding the tangerines that are in pairs with the leaves and the stem still on it, because that is a way of double happiness, good luck, and when you give them to friends, it's a long-lasting friendship and prosperity. Everything sort of symbols prosperity.
Now, when we're talking about all these foods and the celebration, though, there are some places in Ventura where we can actually participate and celebrate Lunar New Year, correct, Cindy?
Yes, absolutely.
And two of those that you're involved with, one of those coming up the day before, actually New Year's Eve, is the Ventura Food Tours History Tour. You want to talk a little bit about a couple of the stops you're going to be making on that tour?
Absolutely. It's sort of a taste of history and food, obviously. So we're going to stop off at the farmer's market. And I think this is the first time in a long time that they're letting a guided tour go through. I used to be at the farmer's market as a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you're going to go through. You're going to sort of get to see how I approach food and how I purchase stuff. You're going to talk to some of the vendors, hear their stories. Then we're going to go over to China Alley, which is a nice fit. And we're going to talk about the mural and the history of Chinese immigrants in Ventura.
And you're going to need a little sample of the bento box of some dishes you're making, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, I won't give away exactly what I'm making, but it's inspired by the history and also, obviously, Chinese food. And then we're going to walk down the alley and head over to Spicetopia. We're going to play with some of their spices, and then I'm going to do a cooking demo.
And if somebody wants to find out about that, how do they?
You can go to VenturaFoodTours.com
okay.
for that one. And then the secondary event, because we're going to give some more information in the second hour on those
okay.
as well. The second event is with the Jolly Oyster, going back to the hot pot discussion. And this is going to be a fun thing where we're expanding kind of the Jolly Oyster's reach a little bit as far as seafood.
Exactly. They do way more than oysters and clams.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do sort of a seafood extravaganza for the hot pot. I'm going to do a yin-yang broth. One side is spicy and one side is cool. And then I'll do some like side dishes, some traditional side dishes like drunken chicken or long noodles.
Don't cut the noodles.
Don't cut the noodles. And slurp away, Tom.
Thank you.
That's a great venue too, especially as long as the weather holds. You're going to be outside by the beach, enjoying the hot pot. There's going to be live music.
And when is it?
It's actually Lunar New Year Day, so it's going to be the 10th.
Okay.
And we actually have a pair of tickets for both of those we're going to give away to listeners. So we have one pair for the Ventura Food Tours History Tour on New Year's Eve and one pair for the Hot Pot at Jolly Oyster on the day of the 10th.
Day of. So the dates on that would be February 10th for the Jolly Oyster and
February 9th
and
for the
February
Ventura
9th on the food tour. Okay, correct. We're going to take caller because we've got to run on this hour right now. Jason's going to go back there. We'll take caller number 8 and 12 on those. Great way to experience this wonderful, wonderful New Year and the food.
Cindy, thank you for sharing your heritage with us.
Thank you for allowing me.
It was awesome. It is. I love the symbolism. I mean, it just really is touching, and it's really neat that your family brings that on. What a great first hour.
Oh, I learned a lot.
Yeah, we had a lot going on in the first hour, and I guess we've got hour number 2 coming up any second.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.